Hello there, Wild Expansion listener. I am so happy to have you here and to share with you some golden nuggets of insight of what's going on in my brain and in my life recently, because I believe what one person goes through sort of collectively, we all go through the same thing. So I'm just going to share with you something I've written down in my diary and just notice if you can relate. I know what action to take that will serve my soul. Yet it feels like at any moment, if I am not careful, I can easily slip back into an old autopilot mode, succumbing myself to self-sabotage yet again. Today, just after breakfast there, the thought entered my mind to self-sabotage. So it's like, no matter how far you are in this healing journey, you know, we're sold that we should, that the negative voice should just stop in our heads and we should just be healed. Yet that discomfort and painful voice of self-sabotage is always in my brain and in a lot of our brains. But remembering these four things stop me from going into self-sabotage. So I hope that by sharing them with you, they might help you as well anytime you want to do the wrong thing. Number one, I brought my awareness back to my breath. Steady breath equals a steady mind. Often before we make a poor choice, we forget to breathe. We have an unsteady breath, either by holding our breath or not taking in enough oxygen. And whenever we forget to breathe or breathe rapidly, we're causing our brain to not operate optimally. So the first thing that we can do is just bring our awareness back to our breath. One of my favorite breathing practices is to inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four, hold out for four. And then you can just breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Either. I really recommend reading the book called Breath by James someone. I don't know, I forget his surname, but I'll link it in the show notes. And it really just does talk about the powerful impact of being able to breathe correctly and how that has such an impact on your body chemistry and your brain function and your ability to make better decisions. So number two, the second thing that stopped me from self-sabotage was remembering that there is a difference between discomfort and pain. So if we self-sabotage right now, it gives us a good feeling instantly, but later it causes us pain. But if we want to heal, we have to sit through the discomfort of the present moment. And every day, we are all faced with discomfort. Even some of your biggest idols and superstars, they all face discomfort every day. We have to sit through discomfort if we want to grow and we want to heal. And it's not going away anywhere. No matter how many years we are on our healing journey, discomfort appears each and every day. And if you think that you aren't strong enough to sit through discomfort, I'm telling you now that you are so strong. You're more than strong. You're even proactively listening to a self-help podcast here to help take control of your health. That shows you how strong you are and determined you are to healing. And I invite you now to pause this podcast after you think about this answer to this question. What are some things in the past? What are some challenges in the past that you have overcome that have made you become stronger? So just take a moment to think about what you have achieved and what you've been able to overcome in the past. You can pause now. And when you come back, you'll realize and remember that yes, you can do hard things. You can sit with your discomfort. So the third step in helping me not self-sabotage, was distract myself with a self-care habit and a focus on a delayed reward. So I told myself, right, if I just go and create through journaling right now, I will reward myself with a Lindt truffle in an hour. And often delayed gratification helps us maintain discipline, structure, and focus on creative tasks, which help us feel so much better. So options of creative things that you can do to get your energy shifted and feeling distracted and good include things like painting, journaling, sketching, going for a walk, going for a dance, watching a comedy, chatting to a friend that makes you feel good, just doing anything to change whatever state that you are in. And the fourth thing that helped me stay on track and not give in to self-sabotage is to remember that life is tough and we can do hard things. That's the truth, folks. Life is tough. It is chaotic out there. You know, you just have to turn on the news and you know that life is tough. Like, we know that. But just accepting that, right, life is tough. Every day is going to throw challenges my way and I have to overcome discomfort in order to grow as a person and feel my best. You can thrive. You can choose to thrive and you can choose to accept that life is tough, but also look for things to be grateful every day, like people in your life that you love, reading up on feel-good stories, doing random acts of kindness, listening to nature, spending time outside. Just looking for the beauty and the sacredness in life can help change our perspective. So instead of viewing everything of life through a grey lens, we can choose to pick up the rose-tinted glasses and choose to look for the good. Because, I mean, we're human. We want to make the most out of this human experience and make it as joyful as possible. So why not? You know, you're going to get either brainwashed by the news into negativity, or you can brainwash yourself into looking for the positive and the goodness. So the choice is entirely yours. So we all have darkness and light. Like, that is inevitable. And if we think life should only be about light, you know, that's impossible and we're never going to be happy, because we all have darkness. We all have that cheeky monkey within us, and we also have a heart of goodness. And it's a full-time job, you know, managing that cheeky monkey within us and not allowing it to cause havoc and destruction in our life, which we all know is capable of doing that at any moment. So just by accepting that we have darkness as well as light is really, really key to healing. And by really exploring our darkness, that's how we can heal, because our darkness shows us our imperfections and our flaws. And if you're wondering right now, like, what does this mean? What is my darkness? Your darkness shows up every time you feel like shit. Your darkness is all them thoughts that enter your head whenever you feel really low or anxious. Your darkness is your shadows. It's the parts of you that you keep hidden from the outside world. Your darkness is your shame, your guilt, your regret, your just anything that you're not proud of. But our darkness is a gift because it shows us all of our shadows and flaws that we need to work through in order to really evolve as a human and make the most out of this human experience, so that we can then contribute to others' lives in a meaningful way and be of service to others. So I recently went through another dark time. I feel like we all go through these dark times, and especially as women, it's like every 28 days we go through a cycle of spending a few days feeling like we're down a dark hole. But that dark hole is, so it's PMSing, right? But it can often, it's an opportunity to sit with your shadows, because all them dark thoughts come up And them dark thoughts that come up show you what your pain is. And whenever you know your pain, you're then able to learn what you need to let go of and surrender, and what beliefs you need to change in order to feel better. So just like the seasons in nature have a period of winter, which is their darkness, we also, as humans, you know, in order to grow and evolve, we have to go through dark nights of the souls. Like, tragedy has to hit us in order to really grow and evolve and enter into a new chapter of our life. It's like shedding of the skin, and it's an invitation to become more mature and wise. So I used to dread feeling really low and, you know, not look forward to it at all. And now I actually, in a sick way, I sort of like feeling low, and I like sitting with my shit because I know that it brings tremendous healing. And after rain is a rainbow. And by that, I mean, by sitting with your shit, you can really investigate it and figure out what changes in your life you want to make and what it is that you need to heal. So from my recent dark night of the soul, I'm going to share with you two of my shadows that have come up and how they have impacted my life. So the first one is my obsession with perfectionism. The guilt and shame of not being perfect. And by sitting with my shit, it made me aware of how distorted it is to live like this. Like, it's miserable to live if I strive for perfection, because I will never be happy, because perfection does not exist. So I am learning to accept how imperfect I am, how imperfect life is, everyone is. And that's okay, just to accept that we are all imperfect. No one really knows what exactly they're doing. We're all winging it. There's no ideal body type, social status. Imperfection is key. And just by accepting that everything is not perfect, it gives us liberation and freedom to create and express ourselves, do what we want to do, say what we want to say, without feeling scared that it's not enough, because you are enough. Everything you do is enough. And if we accept that we are imperfect, we can be more daring to take action on what it is that sets our soul on fire. And that is what makes us feel more alive and feel amazing. So the second shadow that has come up for me is people pleasing. Now, I thought I didn't give a shit what anyone thought of me, but oh my God, who was I kidding? I really, really did. And this is something I'm currently working on. So I would previously be so independent, yet I always wanted to be liked and loved by my closest friends and family. And I thought that in order to be loved and accepted, I can't express my needs, wants, desires, or cause conflict with anyone. Because if I confronted anyone or cause conflict, they would not love me and run away and leave me. So this just really had such a negative impact in my relationships, where instead of addressing any concerns or problems, I would just say nothing. And if you ever do the quiz online to see, like, you know, your relationship styles, I really recommend doing the quiz. You can be like disassociated, secure, or avoidant. And I am quite avoidant in relationships, in all kinds of relationships, where I just avoid conflict. I don't say what's bugging me or what's on my mind because I want the other person to be happy. But this is not good for my mental health, because it just makes me feel frustrated. And what often ends up happening is that I just do my own thing and just drift away from the person and not work through any issues. And what I've come to realize is that the purpose of our life is to really heal through relationships. Every relationship we have is a portal and an opportunity to heal. So instead of me, like, you know, avoiding confrontation and just running away and being independent, I realized how important it is to just say what's on my mind. And today I had something that was on my mind that someone did for the past like few months, and I didn't say anything. And it was a really stupid little thing. And like, I'm so not used to telling people what bothered me that it's because I'm so scared of being abandoned and unloved if I share my truth. So I actually like sent a message to a person today just explaining why it upset me from their actions. And I bawled my eyes out as I sent this text. It was like an emotional release because I'm so not used to just expressing how I feel. And I think it is a cultural thing here as well, like to say nothing and just avoid conflict. But it feels so good because it's the highest form of self-respect. Like, you're respecting your own opinions, your own belief system, and you want to improve your relationship with others, and it will help you both grow and evolve and have conversations and, you know, hear their side of the story. And yeah, it's so nice to give yourself the gift of doing things for you and expressing and communicating how you want to feel. I really hope that this inspires you to live for you, to speak your truth, to create for you. And creating is a great way to help heal the shadow parts of ourselves. So you can create through journaling, dance, art, painting. And yes, we all want to open our heart and be of service and help others, but we can only fully be in our authentic power whenever we fully accept ourselves, whenever we work through our own healing, work through the shadow parts. Only then can we be of great value and service to others. And that is why we are all here. So the next time you hit rock bottom, or maybe you're going through a low point in your life right now, just remember that after winter comes spring. After shedding your skin comes maturity. After this death of what no longer serves you comes rebirth. This is an opportunity to remold yourself, reinvent, recreate, decide what sort of person you want to be, decide what beliefs you want to let go of, decide what you want to shed. Whenever you do feel low, I invite you to just ponder this question. Like, what is this pain trying to teach me right now? And just see what comes up. Just sit with it. You can journal it out or just notice what comes into your head. Or you might get the idea, the answer to the question, through sitting in nature. So ask yourself, what is the teacher in this pain? What is this pain trying to teach me? You can surrender your resistance and allow the universe to give you what you need. So you can surrender your resistance and allow the universe to give you what you need. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. It would be amazing if you could leave it a review on iTunes and share it with your friend, WhatsApp group, or someone who you think might benefit from it. Sending you so much love.